Chapter 33. Half the garrison were left on the water meadows with the fighting crews, while the old and very young were conveyed toward Redwall in the logboats. Twilight was upon the land as they paddled upstream. Not too far off, Redwall could be seen, framed by Mossflower Wood on its north and east sides. The logboats lay in a small cove, where the stream took a bend on the heathlands before turning back to the woodlands. Gergan waddled ashore, leaning on a long punt pole he had brought along.
"This looks as close as we'll hove to yon abbey. Best leave the boats here and walk the rest of the way. Come hither, young Blodge, and quit messing about there."
The young water hog, Blodge, had jumped ashore ahead of the rest and was poking about with a stick at the foot of a hillock by the stream bank. Waving the stick, she came scurrying along.
"Looky, I find it water coming out of yonder hill, sir."
Logalog and Gergan went to investigate. Blodge had found a trickle of cold fresh water seeping out of the mound and flowing into the stream. She probed it with a stick until it became a tiny fountain spurting from the hillside. Logalog took a drink.
"Good water, sweet and fresh, cold too. It must be coming from some underground stream, running fairly fast by the look of it."
Gergan Spearback placed his long pole against the water. It sprayed out either side of the butt.
"I've ne'er seen aught like this,"
he said, shaking his great spiky head.
"Stand aside there, I'll give it a good prod."
They stepped out of his way, and he pounded the pole home into the hole with several powerful thrusts. Water squirted everywhere from the enlarged aperture, soaking them. A warning rumble from somewhere underground caused Logalog to grab Blodge and leap back aboard the logboat, yelling,
"Come away, Gergan, mate, quick!"
The rest of his warning was lost as the hill burst asunder with the awesome pressure of water building up inside it. Mingled with rocks, soil, pebbles and sand, a mighty geyser of roaring water smashed sideways, demolishing the hillock and immediately swelling the stream to twice its size as it ate up the banks and the land close around. Skillfully, the Gaussim oar beasts rode the flood, turning their boats in midstream and beaching them on the far side. Shouting and screaming, the young water hogs scrambled ashore away from the danger. Gergan Spearback was picking himself up and trying to wade upstream when he was clouted flat by a mud-covered mass, shot from underground like a cannonball. Blowing mud and water from nostrils and mouth, the sturdy water hog fought to get the weight off him. It was pinning him down in the shallows, threatening to drown him. Logalog and several shoes came rushing to his rescue and grappled with the great muddy object, managing to free Gergan.